Blog Talk Radio.
That is absolutely right. You know what that music means? It means it's time for another year of GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here in our GTE family. And today we welcome the co-winner of the Home Free giveaway. His name is Matthew Burns. Hey, Matthew, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
It is so good to have you on the show finally. Wow.
Thank you.
Radio audience. Studio audience has been off for about 18 days. They're lazy all the time anyway, but they've really been lazy for the past 18 days. It's so great to have you on the show, Matthew. Tell us, first of all, tell us a bit about you for folks that may not know you real well and your career with GTE Financial up to this point.
I joined up with GTE about 5 years ago. I originally started over at the South Tampa Community Financial Center. Worked there for a couple of years, moved over to the one on North Florida, stayed there for a while until that closed out and moved over to the West Waters. I've helped out a pile of places during the, you know, the Saturday rotations. And now I'm here at headquarters as a member of the on-screen family. And I got to tell you, I really love this on-screen setup. I've done this job at various levels throughout the past 10 years or so, both at credit unions and, you know, the dreaded banks. Sorry about that, but there's a reason I'm working at the credit unions now. Let's just say that. And I mean, this is the best the job's ever been, doing it through this on-screen. It's just great.
Yeah, I love the on-screen. I think it's the perfect balance of what we call high touch and high tech. And I know it was an adjustment curve for some people who still like to fill out that deposit slip and take it up to the counter, which you can still do, by the way, at some of our community financial centers. But we've had several of the on-screen advocates on the show, and I think that's great. Now, let's go back a bit. It's been a few months. It's hard to believe how long ago Columbus Day was, but it doesn't seem like that long ago. I was there. I was in the room like everybody else. I did not know. The setup had been that GTE Financial was going to give away 3 years of mortgage payments to one lucky employee, and they ended up giving out two, and you were one of them. It's been a while, but do you remember what you were thinking and feeling when your name was called out?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Have you ever seen those movies where the soldier gets hit with an explosion, can't really see or hear anything clearly? That's pretty much what happened. Yeah, after a while, eventually things kind of came back into focus, and then all that was running through my head was, my wife's going to flip out. My wife's going to flip out.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that is a great, you know, radio is all about describing things so people could visualize it, and you just described something verbally that I could see so perfectly visually that one of the members of the studio audience just handed me a note that said, maybe this guy should be hosting the show instead of you, Jason. Very nice. That's hilarious. God, I swear, we give these guys free donuts and stuff, and all they do is insult me. Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I looked around the room. People were crying. People were hugging each other. They were making their way up to hug y'all. I got a great picture of Joe hugging you and Karen, and I just thought it was one of the great. I tell people, you know, we had him. He wasn't there this year. We've had the artist Eric Wall at a couple of our events over the years, and this guy goes out and does shows all over the world. And he came out two events ago and said, oh, doggone it, I forgot to say something when I was in there. I said, that's okay, that's why we have the podcast. You can say it right now. And he says, there's just a different feeling about this place. And I always describe it as, a lot of people say they're family, but our brand does really have internally that family vibe. You called it the on-screen family, and that wasn't in the notes that I sent you. Tell us about your coworkers and what you enjoy most about what you do.
My coworkers are great. I mean, we look out for each other. We give each other support. Everybody really feels comfortable talking with everyone, you know, goofing around, asking for help. It doesn't matter what we're doing. It's just a really tight-knit group. And, you know, what I really enjoy about my job is the ability to make a difference in people's lives. I mean, sometimes it's just something small. you know, it makes the next 5 minutes easier for them, like giving them a balance on their account so they know how much to spend. You know, sometimes it's something huge, like refinancing their house and keeping out of foreclosure.
Right.
I helped somebody out a few years back. He was a couple of weeks from foreclosure. He was going to lose his house, and, you know, we wound
wow.
up saving it. You know, sometimes
I guarantee
it's something.
He'll, that's awesome, and he'll never go anywhere else.
Yeah, yeah, he's with us for life, absolutely. I mean, he came back, you know, month after month. Every time he'd come in and he'd wait until he could get to me and just thank me all over again. I mean, it's just, you know, it's amazing what we can do. You know, big or small, everything rolls out in waves. You know, what I do
absolutely.
Helps this person be in a better mood, which affects the next person and so on. It just kind of keeps going. You know, we make the world a better place with the little things we do, and occasionally I get to do something big.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Well, listen, I was so looking forward to having you on the show. We had Karen late last year, and I wanted to get you on as well. And as you can tell, now the studio audience is lobbying for you to be the host because they think you're doing a better job, which is just the ingratitude at a level that I can't even describe from the studio audience. But hey, listen, when you're not there at headquarters with your on-screen advocate families doing what you guys do each and every day, big and small, when you're not at work, what are some of the things that you enjoy doing?
Mainly I love spending time with my family. I mean, our dog is a 2-year-old corgi who's still got that puppy energy, so he kind of takes up 2/3 of my time. You know, him and my wife, you know, we're always together. You know, every bit of time I have, I put into them. But I also love, you know, on the side, I love writing. I've written a bunch of stuff, been in a magazine or two, and I've joined up with a few other GTE employees to write for GTE's blog. It's TampaBayToast.org, and I write on Fridays for the Tasty section. Yeah, it's the one that focuses on food. So if you need somewhere good to go and eat or something creative to do on food-wise, check that out.
We've got some big ideas for that and incorporating that into the podcast. I did not know you were involved with that. Now, the good news is that gives me a lot of great ideas. The bad news is I'm going to be contacting you again this week about something else. So now I'll be bugging you even more. Matt, when I heard that they were giving away a year's worth of mortgages the year before last, to a lucky member and a lucky employee. We had every finalist on. Yameli won that one. We had everyone on. I'll never forget the look on her face when she won. It was a little dark in the room that day, but I could tell. And the description you gave, that moment of you can't hear anything, you're in that tunnel, you can't really get your head around what was just announced. It was a great, great moment. And then this year when GTE, they didn't double down, they tripled down and gave away 3 years worth of mortgage payments, 2 times to the employees. And of course, the amazing 80 mortgage payment to 2 lucky members, which was also insane. I say it all the time on my national show, GTE Financial, best credit union in the United States. And when people ask me how I can say that, I say because I talk to the people that work there each and every week. And each and every week, it's another articulate, impassioned, caring individual that looks out for the members and looks out for their fellow team members. And Matthew, it's just been an absolute delight. I wanted to thank you for taking some time out of your morning to join us on the show today. And I look forward to seeing you again in person a couple of 15 some odd months down the road when we get together for our all employee event. And best of luck to you and your wife, and blessings on the new year. Just a wonderful, wonderful guest. Thank you so very, very much.
Anytime. Thank you for having me. It's been great fun. I really appreciate it.
All right. Matthew Burns, everybody. What a nice guy. Man, brand new year, but just what Matt said, get out there and make a difference, big or small. And as I always say, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's be in business forever. Let's drive our competitors crazy. And until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Take care. Bye.